יש, יש, יש. יש לנו שיעור, אצלנו זה שיפור, ללמוד ולפתוח את הלב ואת המוח. שיעור שכולו שמחה, עם משחקים, תיאטרון ושירה.
Excellent. So we are at our lesson. It doesn't matter what the subject is, but before the lesson, we are holding intention that we're connected to all of our friends in the world. Where do we have groups? Who knows? In St. Petersburg, in Moscow, in Toronto, in Chile, in Vienna, Philadelphia, New York, St. Petersburg, Berlin, maybe in Kyiv. Do we have any kids in Kyiv? So see, I've counted at least 10 already. It's a minyan, a whole number. So we are connected to everyone. We want everyone to see everyone and to be together with us. So first of all, that is our intention. And what should be our second intention? To connect. Why do we need to connect? For what? Yes. So that we can reach the Creator. Reach bestowal, reach mutual love, and we'll reveal the higher world, upper world. So to unite, to build a huge force and reveal the Creator, because otherwise he won't reveal himself. So we have to be united together, and that means to build a group. And according to what laws do we build a group? The general law that includes all the other laws within it of building a group is called, what is it called? It's called a code of conduct, a set of rules, and our statute. And according to these laws, it's as if we write a contract between ourselves. We discuss the conditions under which we come to the group. So, do we have one or not? Did you sign it? No, what does it mean? What do you mean? You don't even know what are the conditions under which you're able to come here? Tell me. You said something about signing? Yes, of course, signing. Let's say we have a business together, me and you, together. Then we sign a contract where you say, my name is this and this, and your name is this and that, and so that we can build something together. What if I'm not going to want to do it tomorrow? So this is why we have to create a contract like this between ourselves, so that it will connect us. So now we are building a group. This group has to bring us to the goal. The goal is very far away. Maybe we'll only reach it after a few years. So I have to know that I'm going towards the goal with people who are ready for this, who understand what this goal is, with the condition that we support each other. And not that suddenly tomorrow he's not going to want to do something or some other person. We have to reach an agreement between ourselves. It's like anything else that's serious. If there are a number of people that want to do something, they write a contract together. And the contract between us, a Kabbalist, is called takanon, a code of conduct, set of rules. So we have to understand what kind of rules we have to have there. Do you guys know? Yes, we have to have the same goal, that everyone has the same goal. Yes, that's fine, but on top of that, we have to have this agreement of arvut, mutual guarantee. What else? We have to have an agreement of unity and love. Okay. You at the back. Yes, please, pass it on. We have to have an agreement of mutual love. Okay, that's right. What else? You hold the microphone. Set of rules for a school. That's true as well. Only you know, you said that you don't know before that. We have to have an agreement of helping others. Okay. And unity. And of being patient with each other. Yes, please? Of unity. Yes, that's the most important thing. Yes, please? Of desire. Agreement on desire. What kind of desire? Just desire. Love? Itamar says. Yes, your brother? I just wanted to say something about the desire. The rule of desire. These are additional children that want to be in our school. Okay. At the back, hold the microphone. An agreement or a set of rules upon which everyone will understand. Oh, but you're talking about something else now. So, how does this have to be done? Everyone has to agree on these rules or just a number of people? What do you guys think? Now we're going to take a piece of paper. And we're going to start writing the conditions under which we will accept our friends into the group of Kabbalists, this group that is going to reveal the Creator. So let's say that we will write different conditions there. And then we will have to vote. Let's say Judit comes, and we will look at her, we will ask her a few questions, and then amongst ourselves, we're going to think whether we should accept her or not, and see how many voices we have for her acceptance and against her acceptance. So what do you guys think? So should we all agree, or 90%, or half, or maybe just a few people? To what extent should we know her? Yes. Usually, normally, we need to have everyone agree, because if not everyone agrees, do you guys hear what he's saying? He says that if not everyone will agree, we'll have fights. But if there's someone that doesn't want to, then the group has to think about the solution, because then the person will not be satisfied and we will not reach our root, mutual guarantee. Excellent. So we should always think about why he wants to participate or why he doesn't. Hold the microphone. I think that if everyone agrees, then excellent, everything is fine. But if not, then I think that we should make a decision based on what most of the people think, because it's impossible to make decisions like that. Let's say 90% agree. What are we going to do with these 10% that don't agree? But maybe the 90% have to convince the other 10%. That's right. But they have to convince them nicely, not by fighting with them. You have to convince them, because if we are all friends, let's say we're all friends in the group, and suddenly someone new comes in, and if we are friends who are united, we love each other, we want to be together, how can it be that I will want to accept this new person and you don't want to accept this new person? Then we're not agreeing upon something as well, if we're not thinking in the same way about this new person. Yes, I think that everyone has to agree, because even if one person is not satisfied, then he will turn from the path. He will forget about the goal, and his goal will start being wanting to prove his point and for everyone to think what he thinks. Okay, so you're saying that we have to convince people to come. I think that the majority has to agree, because sometimes we have to cancel our desire and think about what's best for the entire, for everyone else. Yes, Shlomo. I had a case, we had a case in our class where we had a boy that tried to tell everyone what to do, and he was really strong, and we had fights, and everyone, and he always won. And we didn't know why. And then, after a year, in grade 4, there was a new boy that came that didn't want to do what this other boy said to do. And he started getting mad and wanted to fight with him. But in the end, everything worked out because we said that, fine, you want everyone to be the same, then we'll all be the same. And on the holiday of Purim, he dressed up as a cowboy, and all of us dressed up just like him. And then he understood that it's not good that everyone is the same, and that every person has to be special. Yes, okay, so what are we going to do? Put your hand up. Just like what she said, if one person has a different thought, then his thoughts can influence our thoughts, and it's not good in our agreement. I think that everyone has to agree, because like everyone else said, we're going to have fights. But if 10 children or one don't want, then just like what Nastya said, then they have to annul their desire and think that if everyone else thinks so, then it's a good thing. So you're talking about the majority as well. In our school, we're not allowed to bring candies and everyone hates it. Okay. So now we talked about how we will decide on bringing new friends or about making decisions. Let's say we make a decision to do something on Wednesday or Tuesday or Wednesday this week. So then how do we make a decision here? According to the same, I think we'll do it according to the same concept. Okay, so let's write this down. What are the most important rules in our agreement? How do you want to organize the relationships between ourselves? What do you guys think is the most important rule? Baruch? That whoever causes damage to the group, to the society, is going to be trialed or judged right away. Oh, okay. Well, first of all, you have to understand that who knows that he is causing damage? Someone that sees him and thinks that another person is damaging? So that means that we have to choose judges in our society. Children who will be in the roles of judges, where I can come to them and say, my friend did something that's not all right. And then they invite him over and they judge him. Otherwise, who's going to decide that we have to distance him or say something to him? I can't make that decision. We have to decide it together. So see how complicated it's becoming? So now we're in a group of a small number of friends who will be the judges. Or maybe we need a few more friends that will be like police, who will make sure that there is order. And then they can tell others that you're not acting right, and so on. So children who belong to keeping order and children who will be judges, who will hold trial. About this police force that you talked about, I think that we can just put teachers during recess to see what the children are doing. And And each break time will have people will change, so they'll have assigned times. So, okay, that's a good idea. So we'll have volunteers that will keep the order. In our school, we had a situation that we had two, three teachers that sat outside and made sure that the children are not fighting. But we don't have teachers. We have to make sure that this is kept like this on our own. You want to say something? I think that it's better to have children watching children, because we had different cases when teachers didn't care about what's happening. We had cases where children broke their teeth or had a concussion. So these should be children, and these children should probably change each time. I want to say something about the recesses. I don't think that we have to have recess or breaks, because if we're trying to have an environment where we're not teaching children in boredom, but we're teaching them in games and fun, then I think that a break in any sort of a setting that is bringing it's bringing a psychological situation where you think that I'm taking a break of something that I don't like. Yes, we have to learn about all these things. It's not simple. I think that I don't think that we should have children keeping an eye out, because we should have adults, because they're more responsible. What? But we're not going to grow up like this. I have to make sure that I'm watching over my friends so that they will watch over us. You know what it says in the Torah? Put guards and watchmen or keepers in all your gates. So we have to do this. Okay, so we will talk about this some more later, but now that the rule that we have to connect, around which we have to connect, is love. Everyone has to be equal. And then in the unity between ourselves, we are righteousness. What does it mean? Or being right, what does it mean? In the case that you said the children should judge justice. Let's say we have a child. If we have someone that will judge of people that are friends, then they won't judge right. No. When we're in a group, then we're all equal. Everyone's my friend. Then if I'm acting like this, if I'm not treating everyone equally, then I have to be judged. There's another situation. Let's say there's a weak boy and a strong boy. What do you mean strong? Strength? Yes. So what if the strong boy is going to threaten the judge? This is how people are going to act in our group? Or you're talking about your school? This can happen in our group as well. Never. If we will ever see this kind of behavior, then this boy is going to fly out of here, far, far away from here. What do you think? What do you think are the laws according to which a group of Kabbalists exists? What does it mean to come to equivalence of form and love? What? That everyone will threaten the others and I'm going to hit you? What are you talking about? I can tell my friend what is good and what is bad, and I'll tell you why. If we want to reach some sort of a goal, listen well. Let's say this is me and this is you. And we want to reach a goal. And we can reach this goal only if we're together. You can't see it? Oh, here. You have to yell at them and then you'll see. So this is me and this is my friend. If we are connected, then the more we are connected and united, then we become as one. And here, if we're not, these are degrees of connectedness. Here we become closer and closer and closer to each other until we reach this level of being one. Me and you are as one. Okay? This is what it means to reach the goal. And if this is so, then I see that if my friend doesn't want to unite with me so much, that he is being a bully or he's rude or he's doing something to me that I don't want, then he's not a friend. I can't reach the goal with him anymore. You reach the goal when you become closer and closer to each other. We were at a distance. I don't know what to call this distance. Let's say that we don't care about each other. We just don't care about it. Or we don't love each other. We don't love each other. And then the next level is when we're indifferent to each other. And then, what else? What's more than indifferent? And then, let's say, we become friendly. And then we can become friends. And then what's stronger than that? United. No, that's at the end. Let's say we love each other. Let's say here we're brothers. And then we really love each other as one. So we come back more and more. And if I see that my friend is pushing me away, how can I go towards the goal with him? The rule is that we are connected in a group where each and every one of us just totally commits to loving his friend. And everyone doing this equally. There's no difference between you, strong or weak. No, everyone is the same. Why? Do you know why? Because we all have to connect into a circle after there, just like cogwheels, where everyone is equal. These are lots and lots of cogwheels. And there's no difference which cogwheel is small or big. We all have to turn together. Yes. Overall, we should have judges in the school to make us unite. Of course, our purpose with all these systems, with the guards and judges and the order keepers and all of our friends that are going to be in these roles. Today it's me and tomorrow it's you. We have to listen to everyone, to each other, because we want everyone to stay within the set of rules so that we can reach the goal, of course. Pass the microphone to the back. Yes. So you know how you said that every day we'll have different judges? So let's say today someone is a judge, and yesterday he had a fight with someone. So, wait. If he had a fight with someone yesterday, then he has to be judged. He can't be a judge. But no, that's it. But what if he has a duty tomorrow? No, that's it. He can't be a judge anymore. A judge is someone that doesn't have any problems with anyone. The judge is someone who is completely clean. He looks upon everyone in an equal way. Then he can judge. Otherwise, how can I judge? I'm going to say, you're my friend, and she's not my friend. And then I'm judging between the two of you. How can you do that? A judge, did you see those pictures? where you can see the judges as if their eyes are tied. Images of judges, and I can't see anything. I can't see who's in front of me or hear who's in front of me. As if it does not concern me at all. I only get the facts. He did this and she did that. Who's she or he? No, we don't know what their name is or who they are. Then I can make a judgment. I judge the situation of what he did and she did and who's right and who's not right. And I don't know who my friends are at all and which one of them did it. Then you can be a judge. Then it means that there is justice. Yes. I don't want to disappoint you or anything, but the way it's going to work in the beginning, then really it's only going to work if, like what you said right now, if your eyes and ears will be closed. Because if someone who's going to come in from the outside, someone that doesn't study with us, because then he'll just laugh at you. He'll laugh in your face. He's not going to listen to this. Maybe at some stage, but in the beginning it's just not going to work. But if we're going to organize a group, what? If in this group we really we agree to keep these rules, a day after a day, from one case to another, we'll learn what to do, and then this will happen. What can you do? We have a few points here that we have to discuss. Look what it says here. What does it mean that everyone is responsible for everyone else? What does it mean that you're responsible? You don't know? And what is arvut? Arvut is that you are responsible or liable for everyone else. Arvut, mutual guarantee, means that I am in a boat. You know this, right? We are all sitting in a boat together. This boat. And we have the wind here, and we're in the water, in the sea. And here we have one of our friends who's sitting here and he's drilling a hole. He has a drill and he's drilling a hole. And the water comes in and everyone drowns. So this means that every single one of us has to be responsible for keeping the boat without any holes. So, and we have to maintain and keep and watch over our boat. Yes? Otherwise, everyone who's in this boat will drown in the sea. What are we going to do? This is why every person has to be responsible for everyone else. I have to make sure that everyone is, that we're all friends, that we don't have fights. That's the rule of the group. You don't agree? I wanted to say something about the judges. I remember that when Moses had to choose people, then there were always laws that a person had to maintain. And I remember them, for example, the judge has to be rich so that he won't be able to get a bribe. Okay, you're right. But here we have another question here. How will we maintain the order together? That everyone knows what the order is. We have a list of the things that we have to do. And every person has to make sure that I don't break this list. And if someone does break it, then we will judge him. If it's okay or not, this is how it is according to the rules. Yes. I think that it's not okay. Because, let's say, there's a boy that is behaving himself because of the pressure of his environment, he's not going to understand, because he has to understand what he did. But we'll explain it to him. Continue. I wanted to say that this whole matter of children judging other children is, I can't really understand it. Because if I'm going to judge two of my friends, and one knows that she's guilty, and other children are judging her, then she's going to go crazy and start going, why would she judge me? I think that adults should judge. What do you mean? What do I care who's judging me, my friend or an adult or someone else? I want to be judged because they are telling me how, why am I not okay? What am I doing wrong? And if I correct myself, I will reach the goal. And if I won't be judged, and if I won't understand what I'm doing wrong, then I won't reach the goal. So I want others to judge me. But if it's a boy or a girl, then she can say, well, if I'm younger than the one who's being judged, then she's going to tell me, who are you to judge me? No, but we said that everyone's going to have judge duty. Yes, please. I wanted to say something about the people who will, the order keepers. Let's say Shlomo is on duty and he can't see anything because he is somewhere else. So you have to teach him. So we all have to do this. Yes, that's right. We will have duty for everything. I think that it is right for us to judge each other because we're all equal. And it doesn't matter what our age is, and it just doesn't matter. That's right. Soon you're going to have a camp, right? When? In the middle of August, right? In a month? A month and a half. So let's get ready so that during the summer holiday, during this camp, all of you will prepare yourselves to be, during this week, you prepare yourself to be in our food, in mutual guarantee, and in following these rules, and we'll have judges, and we'll have order keepers, and who's going to do the different roles. And so that every day you'll switch roles. And every day we'll have a discussion about this was okay or this wasn't okay, who should we judge, and so on. And this is how we will learn on what to do. We have a question from Adam from Rishon LeZion in Israel. He is asking, how can I turn a fight with a friend to a connection of unity? Only through the group. If the group helps you, and if we don't look at each other normally, but we only look at each other through our common goal. All the fights that we have are because we think that this is yours and this is mine. But if we know that we have to connect together, then we don't have yours or mine. We're all together. And this way, all the fights are over, are resolved. Yes. What if I'm judging my sister, for example? Then I can hear her according to her voice. So we will make sure, first of all, we have to correct ourselves to an extent where even if it's your brother or sister, it doesn't matter. It does not influence you. You take them as everyone else. Because if we say that we're brothers, then what is the difference? Whether it is really my sister or not. We're all sisters or brothers. It's not simple, huh? And this is called justice will follow justice. That we have to maintain the situation where we treat every single person equally. Someone at the back wants to participate. Yes, please. About the children who are judges. So let's say I'm judging someone, and another one. The person, we have two people and one. So what will the punishment that the other person get? The punishment is not a punishment. You know what punishment is? It's not like the punishment that you get at home or in school. In the group, we don't have punishments. We have corrections. It's not a punishment. Punishment, you have to do this. You have to understand that punishment equals correction. That when they come to the judge, we have judges who are children. One, let's say we have two, three judges. And I am beside them. And they're telling me something. They're telling me, Michael, Michael, you're not okay. You have to do this and that. Do something. Then I do not look at what I have to do as punishment. I look at it as a correction. They're telling me how I have to improve myself. And by improving myself, by changing myself, I come closer to everyone. I come closer to the goal. This is why we don't have punishments. We're not looking at this correctly. If we want to advance towards the goal, this is the goal. And I'm far, far away from it. And I have to come closer and closer and closer. Then, let's say I'm somewhere on some road. And someone tells me, go right, turn left, go straight, turn around and keep on going. So every correction that they give me, turn around like this, go like that, it's good for me. I need it to reach my goal. And then I'm happy. I want them to give me feedback. I say thank you to them. They're telling me, you're not okay. And I'm telling them, thank you. Why are you laughing? Really? I say thank you to them. Because I'm looking at them and they are like my mirror. Let's say I have dirt on my face over here. Then I have a spot that I see in the mirror, then I clean it up. But how will I see this spot in my behavior? Then this is why we have the society that comes and tells me what is not okay. Do you understand? Yes. My father teaches me not to judge others, only to judge myself. So then why do I have to judge others? What an excellent question. His dad teaches him not to judge everyone else and only to judge himself. That is right. But we are only talking about someone who is in this role, that today it's his duty. Maybe he doesn't want to be a judge. But today, according to his duty, he has to do it. Tomorrow it will be someone else. But it's not that I feel like judging someone. It is that the society requires me to be a judge today. And then it doesn't matter who and what, I judge only according to the law. There's a set of rules in front of me, and I look at it and I see this is something I'm allowed to do and this isn't. And according to this, I make my judgment. It's not that I feel like doing something. I have the set of rules, and according to the set of rules, I make a judgment. Yes, you did. A question. Is there such a thing as an inner takanon, inner set of rules? Yes, of course. That is, these are the laws of the group. These are the laws that we determine amongst ourselves. How we have to live within this group, the society, and how to behave. So let's do this for our next lesson. Next week, all of us will have homework to do. We will write down the laws, the rules that we want our society to have, to act according to these laws. Laws that we will accept and really exist according to these. What rules? How we treat each other? How many judges will we have? How many times do they switch duties? How will we tell them what's okay and what's not okay? How should they judge? According to what conditions? How do we treat each other? Through which attitude of our food? If I think that someone is not okay, I'm not allowed to tell my friend. I can only tell the judge. If I see something that's not okay, then there's a order keeper, and I have to talk to him. So this is why it says in the Torah that you should make guards and order keepers for you. So next time we will come with a list of the things that we should have in our society. Yes? I have a question. About what we talked about it in the beginning of the lesson, that if we have a majority that wants something and a part that they don't want something. So let's say we have a situation where a part that doesn't want to do something, we try to convince them, but they don't want to do it. So what can we do so that everyone agrees upon something? I can't control my friend's desire. That's right, you can't, but we have to talk. And we have to read and study the books. What do Kabbalists advise us to do? And then eventually we have to reach a state where everyone agrees. But how do we have to make these judgments? In what form? I understand all this, but what if they still don't agree if I convince them? You have to explain it to him more and more, but not through force, and you can't make a decision if someone doesn't agree, because it will stay with him. He'll think that the group, the society, is not okay, and we can't do that. We have to be in agreement and in understanding for each other. Please, in the school, there are children that really don't like school, and I think that they don't because they don't have freedom in school. But making these judges and order keepers, it doesn't give them more freedom. No. These judges will be there only to make sure that everyone doesn't break our laws, because we want to attain a connection with the Creator and our root and unity, and this is why we want them to work for us. And today you're a judge, and tomorrow it's someone else, and it's your friend, and each time someone else. Let's say we'll have 3 judges and order keepers every day. And this way everyone will feel what it means to be a regular friend or a judge or a guard. And this is how we'll understand how we have to look at ourselves from the side, because sometimes we are being judged and sometimes we are the judges. We will do all of these exercises in our camp, and it will be really good. We'll learn a lot from this. And through this, we can reach our root. And in the meantime, a song.
יש לנו שיעור, אצלנו זה שיפור, ללמוד ולפתוח את הלב ואת...